The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Oh, what a week it's going to be in Washington, D.C., or so I think, anyway. Meaning, there are a few things that have to be dealt with, including, will we see another government shutdown? Because here we go again. Under the radar, the budget, and, oh, yeah, the budget again. October 1st will be here before you know it. We're already heading into the second week of September. Will we see that we're talking about ad nauseum? What happens if the government shuts down? And this is all part of the deal on defunding Planned Parenthood. The governor of Ohio, John Kasich, says this isn't the right thing to do, meaning don't do the defunding the government deal or the government shutdown. By the government shutdown defunding Planned Parenthood, it doesn't make any sense. And in the end, everybody pays for it with our taxes. Why are we always dancing on the pinhead of shutting down the government? I don't get it. We could do 10 shows on that. Speaking of what I don't get, so there was all this praise for the acceptance of the wave of humanity pouring out of Syria, desperately seeking asylum. Obama saying that we'll take in 10,000, much to the chagrin of many who think, oh, that's a great way for a lone wolf terrorist to come through and attack us. And even now, it's not just ISIS. One of the Al-Qaeda chiefs is pushing just for attacks in the U.S. from anybody, whether it's our own people or those who can sneak in across our southern border. There were protests in Poland and Warsaw over the amount of people pouring into that country as one of the poorer countries in the European Union. People were shouting anti-Islamic slogans. They were marching through the city saying Islam will be the death of Europe. There's a debate as to how many people were there, but I saw pictures. There was at least 5,000 plus. The Czech Republic, Poland, Slovakia oppose the EU scheme to fix the refugee quotas. So the people say we want our voices to be heard. There was another rally being held in Warsaw in favor of hosting immigrants into Poland, or migrants, as they're saying, migrants into Poland. Most of the people in the crowd, it was organized by Catholic organizers. The population, 38 million. And they say newcomers arriving, it won't be a big deal. But the other people are saying newcomers arriving will be a good deal. The pro-migrant protesters numbered somewhere in the 1,500 or so. The police were there lining up to make sure it didn't get out of hand. There were other demonstrations in some of the other countries that I mentioned. And I'll say it again, Hungary, Poland, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, they're on the poor end of the system, and they're saying these compulsory quota systems, which means you got to take them, that have been outlined by the European Commission aren't good. Because the Germans are saying, hey, we need some solidarity, folks. We're not taking in everybody, and nobody else takes in anybody. So you got to pony up too. You got to open your doors. You got to take some people in. That's the way it is. Because there's too many people dying. We got to do something about it. And we have to pull them in. But still, Muslim countries refuse to take them because, why? There is a theory that they want the immigrants to spread Islam into Europe. Saudi Arabia is promising big bucks to build mosques in Europe. That's nice. We won't take any people in, but we will build your mosques. We will make them out of gold because we have so much money. We can do that. We can do that because we got the bucks. But we don't want you here. Oh, don't come here. We don't want you here. Please take your stuff and haul it across the sand and go someplace else. Where does this all end up? But here's the thing. Don't you think when those people come in, there should be a reasonable expectation of assimilation? I mean, really, do you march into another country, they take you in, they give you asylum, they take care of you, and they don't conform to your ideas? I think that's wrong, right? You can keep your culture and you can keep your history, but shouldn't there be some sort of assimilation? I don't blame people for being upset if this is not what they're seeing. Some say, pay attention, because this is coming to a city near you. Well, we know our numbers are going to change. It's not going to be 1,500 or 2,000. It's going to be closer to 10,000, unless somehow that snowball stops rolling. But to me, the biggest glaring thing right in front of all of our faces, and we all know this, is, boy, the Arab countries are certainly demanding enough of us, but yet they're not taking any people in, and they're right there. Yeah, we won't take you in, but go ahead to Germany. That'd be terrific. We couldn't kick off a show and not talk about politics as usual. You would think the election were coming up in a couple of months, but having said that, Bernie Sanders kicking up a big storm in New Hampshire and in Iowa. Bernie Sanders really starting to cap off Hillary Clinton. So a new poll comes out. Sanders has 52% among Democratic primary voters in the Granite State. The former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, who was really the front runner forever and a day for the 2016 Democratic nomination, 30%. So let me say that again. Bernie Sanders has 52%. Hillary Clinton, 30%. His lead is certainly growing in New Hampshire. But this would be the first to show Sanders, the Vermont senator, with over 50%. And then there's more worrying for that campaign because Sanders also leads in Iowa by 10 points, 43% to Clinton's 33%. You think the jig is up for Hillary Clinton? Whether or not you're not voting Democratic, the curious thing is who is going to be the Democratic representation in the race for the presidency in 2016? Vice President Joe Biden? Too early to tell on the Biden factor because he hasn't even declared yet. All right, stay with us for something completely different. Dave Berg's two cents on Stephen Colbert's debut in a coveted time slot. David Letterman's Late Show. Meet you on the flip side.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE offer a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
For David Letterman at The Late Show. We love this guy. Boy, we were trying to have him on yesterday. Our mistake as we wound back the clocks. But Dave Berg is with us now, former executive producer of The Jay Leno Tonight Show. Dave, thanks for popping on.
Thanks for having me on.
So give me your analysis or your thoughts on what you thought of Colbert out of the gate.
Well, I'm so glad you played his version of the Star Spangled Banner. On hearing it again and not seeing the video, I'm impressed with his harmony. And I have to You know, I have to say, just that bit alone, the time they put into it, going all around the country, I give Colbert a B+ for the effort and for the gracious tribute that he paid to David Letterman and some of the other things. However, on the other hand, I still don't know who Stephen Colbert is. I feel like he was doing improv for most of the show on basically everything except the interview with Jeb Bush. And I didn't find myself laughing at much, but I give him a B+, and I think he has potential.
Oh, I like that. It's pretty tough to fill those shoes of David Letterman's, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. That's why I'm cutting him some slack and giving him a B+.
Yeah, because it's so hard. You have to follow someone who had been there for decades. And just like Jay Leno, everybody knew Jay Leno. Everybody knew Johnny, of course. And you think of the people that had been in those jobs for a long time, and it's hard because I guess you have to put your own spin on it. If you were the executive producer of Colbert's show, would you go in a completely different direction than David Letterman to make it more your own?
You have to make it your own. There's no question about it. There's no way he can be doing a top 10. He has to put his own stamp on it. Just like Jimmy Fallon put his own stamp on The Tonight Show and has made it relevant for the millennials. And Colbert is going to have to do that. I think he's still finding his feet, but he and his staff are suggesting what he's going to do to bring something new to the table, and it's the interviewing. That's the one area where his competitors are weak, and he can attack them in that area. He has said, I am going to emphasize the interviews. Fallon is weak there.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because it's taking a page out of your book, as you have come on the show several times. We talked about your news background and what you brought to Jay Leno as the executive producer of The Tonight Show, his version of it. You talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger, how big that moment was. So was it a big moment to bring Jeb Bush on?
I think it was. I would have chosen somebody a little more interesting. But nevertheless, I think you bring a major presidential contender on the show, and people are going to sit up and take notice. Not only just the viewers, but political pundits. It's really gonna cause people to pay attention. And here's what's interesting. When they were promoting the Colbert show, at first they were talking about how they booked George Clooney. Then all of a sudden, well, we have booked Bernie Sanders. Now we've booked Joe Biden. Now we've booked a Supreme Court justice. And then what does Jimmy Fallon do, the guy that's weak at interviews? All of a sudden, he has booked Donald Trump and then Hillary Clinton. So Colbert is setting the agenda here, and he's doing it with the interviews.
Yeah, and I think it's so interesting to watch that, like you say, with the interviews, especially with politics, because this is such a big year for politics, especially at the tail end of the year as we swing into 2016, because we have Iowa and New Hampshire. Do you think that's really going to be emphasized, and we're going to see a who's who of anybody that has anything to say politically that makes sense?
I certainly do, and I think that Colbert is going to be leading the parade here. And Fallon's going to be following suit. And I think we're going to see a lot of that. The question is Colbert going to be able to follow through on the promise that he has made to be Colbert without quotes around the name? Is he going to be able to pull it off? I thought he showed a great deal of promise with the Bush interview.
Yeah.
I thought the question about how do you differ from your brother George was very, very inspired. But I thought the interview with George Clooney was sort of phony.
Yeah, and you know what? It's got to be a weird transition for him because, as like you said, it seemed, I don't know who he is with the whole improv, because he was imitating somebody during the Colbert show, correct?
Yes, he was. He was playing a character,
yep.
a doofus conservative. It was loosely based on Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, and so now you go from being this character to being real, and he was that character for a while, so that's a big leap, I think.
I have always always thought, this is just my personal theory now, I have always thought that when someone plays someone else, someone does impressions of someone else, or someone imitates someone else, they have a problem with knowing who they are. And I think Colbert, playing that character for 9 years, he got emotionally invested. I think that's going to be his biggest challenge, to discover who Colbert is.
Yeah, when they made that decision, were you surprised by that, or no? Did you think there was somebody better they could have put in there?
Well, I would have gone with Jon Stewart, but I don't think Jon was available. I think Jon was burned out with talk shows. So I really think maybe Colbert was the best there was. I understand why CBS did it. I still think it's a big risk, but I do think that if Colbert can follow through on his promise to deliver on the interviews, I think he stands a good chance to sort of come in to a respectable second place to Jimmy Fallon, who has a very strong audience of millennials who love him. And I think the guy that really has to be worried right now is Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, because Kimmel could be the odd man out, depending on what happens, as you're describing, with Colbert, correct?
Kimmel is a distant second, and Colbert, again, he has defined very clearly what he wants to bring to late night, and he's doing it.
Yeah. Jon Stewart, do you think we'll see him pop up anytime soon?
Well, he popped up on the first show, and his name popped up as an executive producer on Colbert's show.
Yeah.
I think we'll see him from time to time, and I hope we do.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. All right, you've got a great book out. How can people get a copy of your book? Go to Amazon, right?
Thank you. Amazon.com, or go to Barnes & Noble or their local bookstore.
All right, I love it. Dave Berg, you're always welcome here. Thanks for popping on.
Thank you.
All right, that was great. He, Dave Berg saying B+, and some great observations from somebody who was in those late night wars and what it's like. And he was the one who really brought to the Jay Leno show the whole news aspect of it when he started to have the Schwarzeneggers on and those kind of people. And that really worked for Jay Leno. And he said a couple of times the whole interview thing and how big that would be for the Late Show, and I agree with him. And then it's stepping out of that character and getting out of that character and trying to make that work, or whatever it is that he presents, if people are drawn to it. I mean, that's the key thing. If there's enough interest, just period, in Colbert, then that transition becomes easier. I think it's musical chairs. It's changed so much from what it's been in the past. And, you know, a lot of people talk about how funny that character was in the Colbert Report. But how did he pull that off as a character? How did that work in the beginning? The difficulty of that being satirical, entertaining, informative, and then rolling into to this. I think he has to be completely different from David Letterman, and probably that's what we get. The great thing is the timing with the upcoming presidential election, because it's such a long journey to the end, and I think he'll do well there. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Also, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. Grim, hang on, 855-266-5283. The Cowboys won their opener 27-26. Nobody nailed the score, but I came the closest. I said the Cowboys would win 27-24. Do you believe that? Does it get any closer than that? I would have won nothing anyway if I had nailed the score. But Tony Romo throws an 11-yard TD pass to Jason Witten with 7 seconds left. The Cowboys overcome massive problems with turnovers, 3 turnovers that led to some easy points by the New Yorkers, and they end up losing. Oh, if I'm a Giants fan, I am livid. But if I'm a Cowboy fan, I am stoked. Bottom line here, we care about the numbers. Cowboys win 27-26. Nobody nailed that score, but darn if I didn't come close. Wow. On that note, let's see if I can find them again. I'm going to go out to Grim here in just a second. And to any of you, too, by the way, who want to make comments, you know, 24/7, you can send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. It's just that easy. Hey, Grimster, how you doing?
Sup, Kate?
How about that? So the first one out of the gate, and you had 28-17 New York, and boy, I'll tell you, New York was looking really good, and then they fell apart.
Well,
I had you on your toes there for three quarters.
Yeah, yo, yeah. It was New York's to win. I mean, because the turnovers were just insane. But they lost, and that's football. You have to wait till you play all 60 minutes.
Well, it's the good and the bad and the ugly again.
It's true. I agree with you.
And I tell you, not only them referees probably getting paid off, but they sure ugly looking.
The referees made there were some problems with that game.
Oh yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah, they gave Dallas that first touchdown.
Yeah, there were some problems.
If you ask me on that, because I've seen a lot of spearing that Dallas was doing on defense that they never called. But it's just about like everything else going on. When they did that, you know, moved them on down there and let them score that first seven, I was so aggravated, I flipped it over and watched ABC and went from worst to bad because they were having Miss America on there, and I was listening to some of the responses from the girls. And I tell you, you talk about liberal girls. Boy, I don't know if you recorded it, but you need to check that out.
All right, there you go. There's a hint.
Even the young girl from Hattiesburg right near me, when she was asked about, I don't want to go into it because, you know, I don't know where this world's going, okay? I really don't.
Boy, isn't that true? It is some troubling and interesting times we live in, there's no question.
How about that girl that's riding around in the Barbie doll car?
I didn't hear about that.
For the DUI she got, college student, she's riding. And she, you know, she's screaming that, you know, she wasn't drunk and she doesn't deserve this and all that, you know. And I'm sitting here thinking, because I got pulled over by a cop when I was a kid for riding on the wrong side of the road on a bicycle. And he told me, it's a motorized vehicle you're riding in.
Wow, how about that? But yeah, anything that's motorized, exactly.
Yeah, and she's riding around campus in a Barbie doll car. And I don't think, you know, she fully knows the law that, you know, she's license suspended. You can't even drive that.
Yeah, because that's right. If something happens, they'll pull you over and that'll be it. You're right. That's funny, yeah.
Oh, man, that's what I'm getting at. So many people just, you know, it's a me, 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 me world, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. We thought the whole me generation thing was done, but I think it's making a resurgence.
It's worse.
Yeah. It might be the social media thing. I'm not sure because, you know, technology is great in one sense and brutal in another, and perhaps that's the reason why.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, again, technology, you know, I mean, social media.
Yeah.
Is what you mean.
Yeah, social media.
Social media is... is really the fuel for the fire of this mess.
Yeah.
All of it, from ISIS to anything else, because you shut down the social media, you don't give them any soapbox, and, you know, they don't aspire to anything. But I did email you all my scores, and the closest I got was Detroit, but I still won out of 14 games, 8.
That's good.
I picked 8 winners.
Yeah, so. If you pick 8 winners, 8 winners out of all those games, you know what, Grim, that means you're doing pretty good.
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, old Matt's gone. But I'm still cheering for you, Matt. I'm still cheering for Minnesota. I know he was a Minnesota fan.
Huge Minnesota fan. I just went back and forth with him the other day. So he's always got his fingers crossed for the Vikings. So, Grim, 8 wins. We'll see if you win next time when we try to nail the score. And that's a good reminder on our Tuesday into Wednesday show, second hour, final segment, we try to nail the score. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just guessing numbers. That's what it's about. Almost like lottery numbers. How's that? And if you get close enough, bingo, you win bragging rights and some prizes from America tonight. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from David, who says, Kate, I'm tired of all politicians. One thing I like about Trump and Carson is they're not politicians. They're just regular guys. Whether Trump is a New Yorker and has some stupid things to say or some good things to say or should say less of the unguarded things, it just doesn't matter. At least he's not a politician. And the same thing with Ben Carson. Don't think either one of them, however, get the nomination. It's going to be fun to see this come down to the wire. And what do you think made Trump decide that he was serious about all this? Well, if I could look into my crystal ball and tell you exactly what people were thinking, it'd be a whole different ballgame for me and for you, wouldn't it be? I think that, on one hand, think about this. You have all this power in business. You've accumulated wealth and fame and women and families. I mean, you have a family. So then what's left? And when you have the money and you don't have somebody that is controlling what you do and you get to run for the highest office in the land and you don't like the way things are going, there is something heady about that, I suppose. Of course, once you're in the job, it's different than running for the job. Then you've got to play the game of politics somehow, some way, because you have to get along with people. You have to make some compromises. I mean, again, we don't want a dictator. We don't want a king. So that person would naturally have to make some compromises, period, regardless. This one from Brian. Kate, what do you think of Colbert? I know you were talking about it a bunch. I don't, you know, the jury's out. Just 1 week into this, we just did a Dave Berg thing and a re-rack. It's too early to tell. He has had some funny moments, and what I could see, because I tape it, of course, I'm on the air, and that comes on the air actually beforehand, but, and then dives into it. The tube to me, too much tube, and maybe this is also too part of my radio thing. I like listening to the radio. Even if I'm in my car, boom, news talk, whatever, I'm listening. In whatever city I'm in, I'm listening to it, and I find that I can only watch X amount of out of tube, you know, and then I can't do it anymore. So I guess that's my biggest problem with that. Here's one from Jacob. Easy for me to get out. And Jacob says, Kate, I am so glad that the summer is over. Not that I hate the summer, but it just seemed to me like it was dragging on and on with ridiculous political stories that made little or no sense to me. We need to get back to the business of doing whatever we're supposed to be doing in Washington and not paying attention to who's running and who's doing what with the Democrats or with the Republicans. Isn't this part of the problem? Is it part of the problem, meaning that so much emphasis is on the campaign trail, we're not focusing on what's actually happening in Washington? And there's a good question. What is happening in Washington? And the answer to that question is there's a lot of things that should be going down that aren't. I don't understand the whole budget thing, for example. That's a huge problem. Why every year are we dealing with the same things over and over again? I get it. It's tough to tighten up budgets, dump things, figure out where you're slicing and dicing and get agreements. But let's start there. Let's start with the basics. Let's come up with balanced budgets. Oof, what a novel concept. Here's one last one. This one from Jeannie. Kate, California's on fire again. I know you have friends that live in California. I have family there. Are you concerned? It looked pretty brutal from the video I saw. Yeah, you know, I'm actually glad that you said that. In the Napa area, they're all together. They had a wildfire that just leveled 400 houses and businesses. They're calling it the Valley Fire. It's burned about 78 square miles. And this is, you know, north of San Francisco, to give you an idea on a map in your mind if you're visualizing this. And at least one person is dead. It's terrible. The California governor, Jerry Brown, has declared a state of emergency over the wildfires. If anyone thought we were out of that, we're not out of that. And thousands of people had to evacuate their houses. But better to evacuate than be stuck in a situation where you can't get out and then all hope is lost. All right, thanks. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Welcome to this version of We Can Count. Why? Because we can count how many times we look back at numbers, and it is all about the numbers when we're talking about almost anything that we're talking about. There is a number related to it. How about this? Seattle and a big dig unearthed stone tools. And you know how old these stone tools are? You say, who cares, stone tools? I think it's cool. I don't know. When you find chunks of history and you unearth them by accident or on purpose because you think this is some kind of an archaeology site. How about this? There was a survey. That's all this was. To clear the way for some construction near a mall. Hey, we're building a mall. Guess what? We found some stone tools. How old do you think they are? 10,000 years old. The archaeologists who they called in said they were pretty amazed. They say it's the oldest archaeology site in the Puget Sound lowland is what they call it, with the tools. And it's kind of shedding a light because that's the whole idea of finding these relics of a time period when you had bison and mammoths that still roamed western Washington. I know we have people listening in Washington. And only a handful of archaeologists archaeology sites date back 10,000 years or more have been discovered there. So, I don't know, pretty cool. They did a chemical analysis, and it said it revealed traces of the food they were eating. What do you think they were eating? Do. This is supposed to be the Jeopardy theme. All right, bison, deer, bear, sheep, and salmon. Salmon, how about that? I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. It was near the Richmond Town Center Mall the Redmond Town Center Mall near Redmond, Washington. And they surveyed it back in 2009 and then ultimately look what they found. Pretty cool. I would be excited if I were the person that came upon it or I were the person that was there and got to see them unearth all this stuff. I would have to say, I think that's pretty wild. And again, clues into what was. Sad news, the death of a Hall of Famer, an NBA Hall of Famer, dead at the age of 60, Moses Malone. Moses Malone was a three-time NBA MVP and a Hall of Famer, a 13-time All-Star. He died in his sleep, they say, from an apparent heart attack. He had a great nickname. You know, a lot of basketball players have great nicknames. He had a really good one. Chairman of the Boards. Get it? Because he was a rebounding stud. And he won a title with the Sixers in 1983. Made all those All-Star appearances. And just to highlight his significance, his 17,834 rebounds is the third all-time. Third all-time. And he was one of those rare cats. It happens a little bit more now, like Kobe Bryant's one of those examples. LeBron James is one of those examples of a player going from high school, boom, right into the pros. And he was the first player to go directly from high school into the pros. And it was for the Utah Stars at the time of the ABA. So Moses Malone dead at the age of 60. One other quick sporting note. Serena Williams did not win the Grand Slam. She was ousted by Roberta Vinci. And Roberta Vinci was then beaten in the final by Flavia Panetta. And she then went on to retire. It was an all-Italian final. They say it was one of the lowest rated open finals of all time. The shock of Serena, I guess, not being there. And then finally, the men wrap up. No American men. Novak Djokovic wins in four sets. He knocks off Roger Federer. Here's your number. 6-4, 5-7, 6-4, 6-4. And it was pretty impressive performance. I saw bits and pieces of that. How about that? All right, moving along with We Can Count. I like this segment because, there, like I keep saying when I introduce it, there are just so many numbers. I'm going to give you one more sports number because there's always debates about women in sports and can a woman compete? Can women compete? And, of course, I think it depends on the sport, what you're talking about. A female kicker made an extra point for Kent State. Yeah, it's true. A Kent State kicker made history in the team's 45-13 win over Delaware State. April Goss is her name, a fifth-year senior. She narrowly made that field goal point, but she did it, the extra point, rather, at a field goal, after a touchdown, but she put the team up 29-6. So she's the second woman to score in a major college football game with a made kick. How about that? Pretty interesting. This is controversial, but what would you do if you had to deal with the shock of your daughter, your teenager, taking ecstasy and then sadly suffering from terrible brain damage? But this is what happened. A family of a Scottish teen who was suffering from brain damage after taking ecstasy in June, they posted a video on Facebook of the 16-year-old to thank her supporters. Her name is Amy Thompson, and now she struggles to move her arms. She slurs her speech. She's bound to a wheelchair. She was admitted into the hospital this summer after taking a capsule of MDMA at a house party. She was in a coma for weeks, and now she's at a rehab center in Glasgow and occasionally visits her family at home. This became a popular drug because of the positive effects that a person could experience within an hour after taking a single dose. But then obviously, look what can happen on the other side of this, which is what happened, sadly, to this young teenager. And they posted it as a warning. They were so upset, distraught, whatever, that their way to tell the world, please don't think that this is okay. Because look what's happened to our kid. And, boy, you see the pictures of her gorgeous kid, and that is sad. Goes to the whole effect thing and being, I think, part of the crowd and maybe not realizing even the possible damage, especially with the kind of ecstasy she had taken. More investigations, more cleanup work. We're talking about that ridiculous Colorado spill. I say ridiculous because this is courtesy of the Environmental Protection Agency, so you can't blame it on any company. They cite investigations in some of the cleanup at 10 polluted mining complexes in 4 states had to be suspended. Why? Because of conditions similar to those that led to the wastewater blowout from the inactive Colorado gold mine. The sites include 3 in California, 4 in Colorado, 2 in Montana, 1 in Missouri. They have the potential for contaminated water to build up inside the mine workings. So they don't want to have another one of these spills like last month near Silverton, Colorado, because it was an EPA team itself that triggered the 3 million gallon blowout of that sludge while they were doing an excavation. They were doing that kind of work on the inactive Gold King mine. So it messed up rivers in 3 states. And, of course, we're going to attack the EPA because they weren't prepared. Because you know what? Here's the thing. There were warnings that this could happen. There were tons of warnings. People there tried to tell them to take extra precautions. And they didn't do it. Those mines were abandoned decades ago. And, of course, they're unstable. There's a possibility of an accident, and that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. So it's smart to pull the plug on all of that. It makes absolutely no sense. No sense whatsoever. And finally, our last one. Sadly, it's not a happy one, but an Argentinian accused of locking up his wife and autistic son in a cage for at least 2 years has really drawn the shock of a nation. We're talking about prosecutors going after Eduardo Oviedo in the city of Mar del Plata on a complaint of 2 other kids. Thank goodness they found this out. Oviedo's 61-year-old wife has psychiatric problems, and the 32-year-old is autistic. He said he couldn't take it anymore. He locked them away from everybody else. Ooh, not good. It was like a filthy cage, they say, and for at least 2 years. Another edition of We Can Count in the Books. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.